This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nicholas Snow Live for April 15th, 2015. It's 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. But as I always say, the podcast is available in perpetuity, so you can listen whenever. On today's episode, I welcome Food Network star Ted Allen, who talks about coming out and dining out for life. Dining Out for Life in 2015 is April 30th. You want to check out diningoutforlife.com for more. And I'm going to be back with some Ted Allen news.
Who is a hero? A movie star?
A TV show host?
A fabulous fashion designer?
Or a spicy chef?
We are all heroes when we help others.
Join Dining Out for Life and be a hero in the fight against HIV.
Take action. Dine out. Fight AIDS.
Participating restaurants donate a generous percentage to help people in your city. Make a reservation now at diningoutforlife.com.
And that last voice you heard is Ted Allen. He's one of the spokespeople for Dining Out for Life. He's an Emmy Award winner and host of the primetime series Chopped on the Food Network. He was a judge on the first four seasons of Bravo's Top Chef and Food Network's Iron Chef America, and was the food and wine specialist on the groundbreaking Bravo series Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which had a 99-episode run. He's the author of The Food You Want to Eat, 100 Smart, Simple Recipes, a cookbook that features all natural recipes. So Dining Out for Life takes place throughout the year, but in most cities in 2015, it's on April 30th. It benefits 60 HIV-AIDS service organizations. About 3,000 restaurants donate a percentage of their sales. A record number of restaurants here in the Coachella Valley are donating a percentage of their sales to Desert AIDS Project. Some restaurants are even donating 100% of their proceeds from that day. And collectively, all of these participants, the volunteers, the people that go dine, and the HIV/AIDS service organizations raise over $4 million every year. As organizers say, grab your family and friends, classmates, coworkers, yoga instructor, etc., and make plans to dine out for breakfast, lunch, and or dinner at a participating restaurant in a city near you. So anyway, we've got a great show coming up. At the top of the show, we'll discuss hot topics, and I'm about to tell you how while I screen some callers.
Prepare yourself for a snowstorm of global proportion. It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Nicholas broadcasts live almost every day, and he wants you to be a part of the conversation. If you are listening live, the phone lines are open now. Call 347-215-8866. That's 347-215-8866. We're screening calls right now, so get dialing. Call 347-215-8866. While he's screening callers for today's broadcast, here's some important information for you. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. At any time, 24/7, you may direct tweet at The Nicholas Snow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on The Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag Nicholas Snow Live. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangout. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiz now. That's youtube.com/snowbiz now. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on social networks in the main submenu. And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
As I mentioned, I am live. It's now 11:05 a.m. on April 15th, 2015. Coming up, my interview with Ted Allen. And if you should call in, there are a few times during this broadcast that I can take your calls. Some hot topics that I would love to just share. First of all, I want to give a shout out to the Huffington Post and to Noah Michelson, who's the editor of the Gay Voices section of the Huffington Post, which, by the way, within a month of HuffPo creating that section, it became the highest trafficked LGBT internet destination in the world. I'm not sure if they're counting porn in that equation, but in terms of media sites, that's definitely true. At any rate, last week is when I launched a new format of my show, which means daily, live, same time every day, Monday through Friday in California time, which is already the middle of the night in parts of the world the next day. But at any rate, the Huffington Post picked up all five of my first week of episodes, and really exciting, I had another previous interview. You can find it at blogtalkradio.com/Nicholas Snow. You can find my interview with Mondo Guerra, another one of the spokespeople for Dining Out for Life. It's a really impassioned interview. And at any rate, the Huffington Post Gay Voices featured that on their homepage. I also broke the news about Boy George's new reality show that's coming to us from the producers of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And not only was that picked up by the Huffington Post, but yesterday the Huffington Gay Voices put it in their Facebook feed, which has almost just under 100,000 fans of that page. So I'm just over the moon at their support. In other news, it's just hot off the presses today. I actually haven't even opened the email. I'll do it now. So Ross Matthews, everyone knows him because he was a staple on late night TV, and now he's one of the panelists on RuPaul's Drag Race, and he's just very fun and lovable. He actually has a home in Palm Springs. He hosted the the GLAAD Media Awards in Los Angeles last year, and as he says, in this email, apparently I'm great, so I get to bring it in New York. So they're announcing that Ross Matthews is going to be hosting the GLAAD Media Awards in New York on May 9th, 2015 at the Waldorf Astoria. You can find out the information at glad.org. GLAAD is with two A's, by the way, GLAAD.org. GLAAD.org. It used to be, you know, that acronym used to stand for the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, but I think they simply use GLAAD and they don't necessarily refer to those individual words. At any rate, special guests slated to appear at the New York GLAAD Awards are Titus Burgess, Laverne Cox, Jeffrey Tambor, Jonathan Groff, Judith Light, and Jason Collins. That's going to be a fantastic event. So I won't be there that I know of. You never know where one will be or if one will be, for that matter. But that's just some other information. You know, I was thrilled to see Hillary Clinton's launch of her campaign over the weekend. I have another episode this week that I did on that. And my jaw dropped when I heard a male voice saying, "This summer I'm going to marry someone that I really love." And then the next shot we saw was the same-sex couple holding hands walking down the street. And then later on, there's this fabulous shot of two lesbians cozying up on a sofa. And this is the big distinction about the parties is acceptance, tolerance, inclusion, and whether or not everyone's welcome at the table. That's the bottom line. And if you're someone that wants your friends, your neighbors, your family members, and your neighborhood and your community to be welcome with you at a table, then you need to support Hillary Clinton or whoever ends up getting the Democratic nominee, because unfortunately the majority of Republican candidates are continuing to demonstrate themselves as exclusive, hateful, spiteful, and many of them, frankly, off their rocker religious fundamentalists. I mean, I'm all about spirituality. You choose whatever spirituality you want, but I don't think any real God is a God of hate. That's my 2 cents worth on that. At any rate, the reason I bring up that video is because that video has reportedly been given an adult rating in Russia. You have to be 18 or older to watch the video of Hillary Clinton's campaign launch. Sometimes you just gotta laugh. At any rate, folks, I did have a wonderful interview with Ted Allen. We spoke a lot about his career. So most of what we talk about is actually in the past. I want you to know that my interview with Dining Out for Life spokesperson Mondo Guerra did happen very recently. But this interview with Ted Allen happened before Dining Out for Life last year. So some of what we might talk about will be a little dated. So I want you to keep in mind that this interview with Ted Allen that you're going to hear took place in 2014 about this time. And I have part one and part two. And between part one and part two, I will be taking calls if you want to call in. The number is 347-215-8866. And I'm going to be back with Ted Allen after this.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have 2 books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, photos and interviews from the historic Hollywood premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious 3-course Sunday brunch. Rumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A 3-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival, voted best of the Valley thrift store. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management, very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert Age Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's Gadio.
And it's April 15th, 2015 at 11:15 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. This show is live, but this upcoming interview with Ted Allen was recorded a year ago as part of my Dining Out for Life coverage last year. Keep that in mind when you listen to it, because the date, the national date for Dining Out for Life, changes each year. And this year, it takes place, 2015, on April 30th in most cities. Between part one and part two of Ted's interview, I will take calls. That number is 347-215-8866.
Who is a hero? A movie star?
A TV show host?
A fabulous fashion designer?
Or a spicy chef?
We are all heroes when we help others.
Join Dining Out for Life and be a hero in the fight against HIV.
Take action. Dine out. Fight AIDS.
Participating restaurants donate a generous percentage to help people in your city. Make a reservation now at diningoutforlife.com.
I understand you've been involved with Dining Out for Life. Is this your sixth or your seventh year?
I think it might. I should really check on that, shouldn't I? I think it's my seventh.
And when did you first become aware of Dining Out for Life? Do you recall?
I do, yeah, because it was as a participant in Chicago. I don't even want to say how long ago it was. It was quite a while. It was near the beginning of the life of the fundraiser itself. I had dinner at a restaurant that's no longer there called Bella Vista, beautiful restaurant, Italian. I think I had pasta and a cream sauce, which I don't do as often these days. And I love it because the Dining Out for Life is great because it enables ordinary people like us to make a meaningful difference in the fight against HIV and AIDS. In one day, Dining Out for Life raises $4 million all over the country. And all that money stays right in your own community, going to organizations right in your own community, helping your own neighbors. So it's kind of an irresistible effort as far as I'm concerned.
It certainly is, and it's like the easiest way, the easiest and most personally decadent way to contribute to a cause.
It is. I mean, you know, we all know that the real heroes in the fight against HIV and AIDS are the activists and the volunteers and the medical researchers, you know, and the rest of us who work in radio or television or as a policeman or, you know, whatever it is that you do, we can't all devote ourselves 100% to it. But here's something that we can do that is beyond easy. In fact, it is decadent. It's fun, yet it's effective. And that's the thing. It's almost a responsibility to take part in it. It's so easy.
It is so much fun, and they have cities across the country that participate, and diningoutforlife.com always has the information, and it's an annual event.
Yeah, and let me just double check that. Let me just check that web address because I was going to say I thought it was.
Actually, I'm looking at it right now. It is diningoutforlife.com.
Okay, so you're right. You're absolutely right. I was thinking it was .org. I bet that would probably get you there too. You're right. You go to diningoutforlife.com and see which restaurants in your community are participating. They're going to range from fancy places to totally inexpensive places. And I think what this reflects, you know, I love working alongside chefs and people in the restaurant business, in part because they, whenever you need to raise money for something, they always step up. They're always the first place you go. And here's another example of that. They're not raising the prices to raise money for HIV, fighting HIV and AIDS. They're making a donation from their own, from the take of their restaurant. I just think it's amazing.
And it's you know, we have some restaurants in Palm Springs that have up to, that give up to like 60% of their proceeds from the day.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You know, it's not easy to run restaurants, and most of them are lucky if they have a 10% profit margin. So it just really shows how important restaurants are to the fabric of our communities. And at the same time, it's a win-win for them as well, because they're getting new butts in the seats, as they like to say. And that can be the coin of the realm for finding a new new customers for your cooking. So it really is a win-win-win.
Well, my audience is worldwide, and last year, the week of the event, I invited participants from all over the country to call in, and they did. And it's a really exciting, energized community event that brings together people from all walks of life. And another key point is the funds that are raised stay local.
I think that's a great point, and it's one that people really like to hear. That's one of the things that I think drives people to this event, knowing that all the money raised is staying right in your own community, helping your own friends and neighbors. People like to make donations to causes that help people overseas, and there are so many countries that aren't as fortunate as ours is. And yet all around us, you know, there are something like one in five children in New York City go to bed hungry. One in five New York children will go to bed hungry tonight. So many, you know, there are a lot of people who need help here as well. And HIV and AIDS is a problem that we've come up with a lot of good therapies and drugs and treatments for, but it has not gone away, and it's still a very serious thing. So there's still a lot that we can do.
Yes, and you know, now more than ever before, there's a world push for testing. The mantra is treatment is prevention, because the science has shown that people living with HIV are 96% less likely to transmit the virus under successful treatment with antiretroviral medication. So not only does the medication keep a person living with HIV healthy, like me, for example, but it eliminates the great extensive ability to transmit in someone that's untreated.
That's such a great point that I had not considered. So getting tested is not just about taking care of your own health, but it's about being armed with the information that helps you prevent someone else from getting
exactly. But you know, whether or not a person is armed with that information, if they're on treatment, they're up to 96% less infectious. And so there's a whole effort to expand HIV testing and to make it a regular part of everyday society all over the place, and to have people have to opt out of HIV tests rather than opt in when they see their medical providers for routine appointments.
Well, we're making so much progress, aren't we? And I think it's people like you being open and talking about it that really takes us there. I appreciate that a lot.
Well, it's a team effort. And, you know, I'm guessing by your age that you probably first heard about HIV/AIDS in high school. Would that be correct?
Yeah, but it wasn't something that, you know, I came out really late. And so I sometimes think it wasn't something that I even associated with myself. It was something that I remember being upset with Reagan for refusing to do anything about it or even say anything about it. But I came out so late that I think that my own personal denial and cluelessness about being gay was a real blessing, because if I had been a precocious teenager and come out when I was 18, that would have been 1987, and that would have been a really dangerous time.
Right, because so many people were just unaware about how to protect themselves, and the disease had not been brought home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are an author, a journalist, a television personality. You've achieved things in your life that a lot of people aspire to, and I'm wondering, when you were a kid, did you have a sense of who and what you wanted to be when you grew up?
Well, thank you. I wanted to be the lead singer in a rock band. I wanted to be I wanted to sing for Aerosmith or something. I think the ship may have sailed on that one. I was in rock bands, and I was also in, you know, school bands and playing drums. I was never in a school play. I never tried to, I studied journalism, but print. I had no aspirations to be on television. By way of making a suggestion to anybody who's getting into the workforce, it's to remain open to weird opportunities like that. It's to hustle and to try for things. And I mean, I came to New York and auditioned for Queer Eye along with 500 or 600 other people. It was clearly a long shot. I just happened to be one of the right people along with the other four. I worked hard, but I think being willing to try something strange. Not very many people get recruited out of college and go to work for a company like a corporation and stay in the same place for 25 or 30 years. It's just the workplace isn't like that anymore.
Well, I can't attribute this quote to whoever I should, but they say life is what happens to you while you're making other plans.
Yes.
And I personally have a higher power and believe in serendipity and angels and divine guidance, but I'm wondering, in the work that you do, do you ever choose a project because of the social value in it?
That's always a part of the equation. And one of the things, and you know, listen, I work in a line of work that's really fun for me. I love food. It's a passion. It's a pleasure. It's decadent as all heck. But here's another point to it, which is often made by the writers Mark Bittman and Michael Pollan. I think that cooking together with your family and your friends is profoundly important and spiritual and matters on all sorts of levels. From the idea of understanding what you're eating, from the idea of trying to eat healthy or trying to eat food that's real and natural, you kind of can't do that unless you're cooking it yourself. But there's something spiritually important about cooking and eating with other people. It's kind of hard to hate somebody when you sit down and talk to them and eat with them and share traditions with them. So that's a great social value, I think, in that is supported by the stuff that the TV network I work for does every day. Even when we're just doing silly things like having competition shows, it's still about, at its heart, it's still about the food.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
And I am live on April 15th, 2015. It's now 11:28 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That interview with Ted Allen, still timely as you can tell, was recorded a year ago, but Dining Out for Life this year is happening on April 30th, 2015 for participating restaurants. Visit diningoutforlife.com. And I'll be back with part two of Ted's interview. And one of the things we talk about is the whole phenomena of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, how it blew up and became this huge show, and the guys were everywhere, and perhaps the most successful of the five in terms of his high-profile visibility on major network TV on a consistent basis in both broadcast and cable would be Carson Kressley. At any rate, they're all great guys, and I'm going to be back with part two of my interview with Ted Allen after this.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not...
Who is a hero? A movie star?
A TV show host?
A fabulous fashion designer?
Or a spicy chef?
We are all heroes when we help others.
Join Dining Out for Life and be a hero in the fight against HIV.
Take action. Dine out. Fight AIDS.
Participating restaurants donate a generous percentage to help people in your city. Make a reservation now at diningoutforlife.com.
And here's part two of my interview with Ted Allen. Keep in mind the interview was done 1 year ago, but all of the content is basically still very relevant. And Dining Out for Life this year happens April 30th, 2015. Check out diningoutforlife.com for more information. And Ted's official website is tedallen.net.
Getting back to Queer Eye, were you just all amazed at the sensation that that show became so quickly?
Absolutely, especially because none of us thought it would ever air at all. I mean, we thought Carson and I, who were also in the pilot, we thought we'd go to Boston, shoot this silly pilot. Who on earth is ever going to air a show called Queer Eye? And then, you know, this was done under the auspices of Bravo, which then got purchased by NBC, like in the middle of that process, which we thought would meant the death knell for Queer Eye, for sure. Quite the opposite. NBC Universal and Bravo got big, big time behind Queer Eye, and look how that paid off for them. I mean, Bravo today is probably 10 times what it was when they were airing our show. But our show put them on the map. They showed a lot of guts. And I think it was also good for the LGBT community because I think it showed a lot of people who might not otherwise ever see a gay person or talk to a gay person that we can be funny and caring and smart and good at what we do, and some of those things are in areas that someone might consider a stereotype, like fashion. But it's also true that we show genuine caring for people who maybe didn't feel the same way about us at the beginning.
Well, another really powerful aspect of that show is that the connection between gay men and heterosexual men, and the permission that show gave people to overcome their fear, their stereotypes, their impressions of what other people might think of them if they had gay friends, and to sort of infuse fabulousness.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the other thing, you know, none of us on Queer Eye thought of ourselves as being imported people by any means, not at all, especially compared to activists. But what we did do that was profound, I think, was that we were out. And the power of that is subversive in and of itself, or it was, more so than it, you know, these days it's becoming more and more commonplace, which is nothing but good.
Well, they say, you know, coming out is the single most powerful thing that a member of the LGBT community can do to transform the attitudes of the people around them. And even though activists who are on the front lines in parades or on talk shows or in protest are reaching people through the media, it's those direct personal relationships that transform awareness.
I think that's so true. You look at a guy like Rob Portman, you know, Republican, you know, potential vice presidential candidate, changes his position on marriage equality when he learns that his son, because his son comes out as gay. I mean,
speaking of marriage equality, you did get married, didn't you?
We did. Yes, we did.
After living in sin all those years.
Yes, some people think we still are.
Yes.
It's what a crazy, exciting year this has been. You know, I know nobody in their right mind ever would have thought that marriage equality would happen in one state, let alone 13, 14, soon to be 15, someday to be 50. And I can't wait to see, and I tell you, there are certain states in particular that I just can't wait to see it happen in.
Well, you know, this interview is taking place just a couple of days after the 2014 Grammy Awards. Did you see that totally amazing wedding ceremony?
I did, yes. It was something, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I just cry every time I watch the video on YouTube.
You know, that Macklemore and Ryan Lewis song, Same Love, is such an act of incredible guts on his part, and he didn't have to do that. In a community that definitely has had its issues with LGBT people, the hip-hop world has not always been the nicest place to us. And him already coming at it as an outsider in more ways than one, not being African-American, being from Seattle, I think we owe him a lot. It's special that he did that. And that song gives me chills.
Yeah, and he also, you know, maintained his artistic integrity, and he turned down offer after offer to stay in control of his own artistic expression.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, amazing.
So,
at a moment.
I understand you're becoming a superhero.
Yeah, you know, this year, Dining Out for Life wanted to do something different with their promotional, the videos that they've made to raise awareness of this. So, yes, they have converted Mondo and Daisy and Pam Grier and myself into superheroes. They did an adorable job, I thought.
And you are Ted Atlas.
Yes, sir. They gave me muscles that I don't quite have.
Well, that's the power of, well, you know, even if you were, this is technology, yes, but did they interview you to kind of get a sense of how to design your superhero?
They did. They were very respectful and very kind and allowed us all to, you know, to participate in the development process of these, of the characters and the names of them. I think it's a lot of fun. I think and all the work to create these animations and these PSAs that we've done over the years is all done pro bono by firms in Philadelphia. It's nice to bring a fun, you know, it projects kind of a fun image around this event. It's a very fun event. The purpose of it is a very serious one, but the event itself is really fun, so I think it's smart to do it that way. We can drone on all we want to about medicine and statistics and public health and all that. It's a lot more fun to think about superheroes and having a glass of champagne and celebrating an evening with your friends. I mean, you know, that's important too.
Do you recall how you reacted when you first met someone close to you that discovered they were HIV positive?
Yeah, I remember getting a sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach that this person's going to be dead, you know. And fortunately for me, that person is very much still kicking. And I, you know, I have a lot of friends who have defied a lot of odds. It's a relief to have made it. I mean, you know, if you think back to what it was like in 1986, 1987, in cities like New York and Chicago and San Francisco, it was terrifying for people. It's not like that the plague is different now. At least it's not like that. My God, that was awful. These days, you know, it's certainly still bad news, and HIV is still, as we discussed before, it's a fistful of pills and a lot of money, and you better hope you have insurance. Thank goodness insurance is a little easier to get these days. But it's still serious. It's still serious.
It certainly is, and, you know, getting back to the whole importance of testing, there's two ways for a person to know they have HIV, and one of them is to have a test, and the other one is to have the HIV progress in their body to the extent that they get opportunistic infections and illnesses. And when that happens, the immune system has been damaged much more extensively than it needs to, and thankfully for most, instead of a fistful of pills, the treatment is actually often one pill a day. And we talked about, you know, people who defied the odds, and the people who have been living with HIV 20, 25, even 30 years defied the odds. But people who go out today and get a test are in a much better position to live a long, happy, normal, healthy life. And it's the events like Dining Out for Life that happen across the country that help engage just everyday people who wander in a restaurant to connect with their local agency to learn more. And you probably know this, but one of the key aspects of Dining Out for Life is that the local benefiting agencies will send volunteers to the participating restaurants, and those volunteers will greet the diners briefly at some point during their meal and offer them more information about the local services available to them.
Yes, that is so important. And there is another way, you know, someone who sort of casually decides to do something, and they can sort of casually decide, hey, I'm going to participate in Dining Out for Life, might then somehow become more proactively engaged in the movement because of those volunteers introducing them. Maybe they decide to get tested, or maybe they decide that they're going to do a little more, maybe that they'll volunteer as well, and it just all grows. It's exciting the way that can happen.
That's very fantastic. By the way, do you have an official website I can tell my listeners to go check out?
Sure. Well, I'm working on it's being updated right now, but the old-fashioned version of it is still there at tedallen.net. You can find me on Facebook at Ted Allen Official, and if you search Twitter, I'm at my Twitter handle is Chop Ted Allen, ChopTedAllen, and I'm fairly active in social media. So
fantastic. So, you know, one of the things you participated in is the writing of Esquire's Things a Man Should Know About Sex. So do you think that gay men and heterosexual men need to know different things about sex? And if so, what are some of the points?
Well, there's some different plumbing involved, you know, clearly. I mean, if there's one thing that you could, that would be great that to teach everybody about sex, it's how to kiss properly. Because I've met people who aren't good at that, and that's kind of a deal killer, I think, for some of us.
Well, I agree, and you know, it's like there's in the age of social media hookups, it's like I think dating among gay men has kind of disappeared. And my motto has always been, if it doesn't involve kissing, I'm not interested.
I agree. I wonder, I'm married, so I don't know anything about what the dating world is like anymore. I hear people say that with the social media hookup stuff, that people don't go to bars the way they used to. I mean, I don't go to bars at all because I'm just lazy and, you know, cook dinner parties with my friends. But is that era gone? Are bars closing?
No, the bars are still hopping, but people aren't necessarily going to hook up. They're going, you know, just to party, I guess.
Or are they going to the bars, but everybody in the bar is on their looking at their smartphone?
Well, I think everybody everywhere is on their smartphone for all sorts of reasons. I don't think that we can change that, but I'm not sure what the solution is to that.
Well, I don't think there is a solution. I mean, I'm always on mine too. I don't think there.
I guess we have to moderate ourselves and decide, you know, to what extent is this necessary, and is it detracting from my own life?
Well, you know, I don't have kids, but I have friends who do, and what they say to their kids, they let them look at the phone, you know, for a long time, and then they'll say, hey, listen, put that thing down, and let's engage, you know, on a personal level, and talk, and listen, and we all kind of have to discipline ourselves to do that, I think, once in a while, or
we're
not going to have any friends anymore. We're just going to have virtual friends.
Exactly. Well, I wanted just to ask you, do you have anything you'd like to say that I have not evoked with a question, either about Dining Out for Life or what you're up to currently?
I think you pretty much hit it. I mean, I have a couple projects coming that haven't been announced, but that just means I can't really tell you what they are. But I am doing something new for Food Network. And then also, we're going back into the studio in April to shoot 39 more Chopped. I know what I could tell you. The Chopped Tournament of Stars is coming up in February, and we also have... for the whole month of February, we're airing new episodes on Tuesday nights at 10, but also on Sunday nights at 9. So 8 premieres during the month of February. We do that periodically just to confuse people and also just to give people more Chopped than they can stand. So that's pretty fun.
I love it. Final question. What was the common and perhaps surprising thread that you all discovered during the 10-year anniversary observance of Queer as Folk in terms of the cast?
For Queer Eye?
I'm sorry, Queer Eye, yes.
Well, you know, I guess that our feelings for one another haven't changed at all, and that our sense, the way we make one another laugh, hasn't changed at all. It's like we had literally, the five of us had not been in the same room for 7 years when we shot that reunion. We're all in touch, we're all friends, we're all emailing all the time, but, you know, Kyan lives in New Orleans. Jay lives in L.A., and everybody is working all the time. So we hadn't seen each other in so long, and to get back together and have the dirty jokes just come pouring out of us like they always did, it was great. It was just great. We went through something together that will make us friends for life, and it's a good thing.
Friends for life and dining out for life, all are good. I want to thank you for your support of this valuable project and all that you do, and thanks for being with me today.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to speak with you again.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And keep in mind that interview with Ted Allen took place a year ago. I'm airing it on my live show today, April 15th, 2015. I'm sorry that during that interview that you just heard, I spoke live over it. What happened was I lost audio, and I assumed that you lost audio, so I was filling in the gap, but reality is that I believe that you were still hearing audio, and I was speaking over it. So just to understand, technically, that's what happened. And I'll be back with a final word after this.
Who is a hero? A movie star?
A TV show host?
A fabulous fashion designer.
Or a spicy chef.
We are all heroes when we help others.
Join Dining Out for Life and be a hero in the fight against HIV.
Take action. Dine out. Fight AIDS.
Participating restaurants donate a generous percentage to help people in your city. Make a reservation now at diningoutforlife.com.
And in tomorrow's show, I'm speaking to two women that were very involved with the launch of the term lipstick lesbians, and they'll be lesbians of all kinds and their friends and admirers partying in a big way in Las Vegas very soon. So tune into tomorrow's show for those details.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air when communicating with or about the show using any form of social media. Be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. That's YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.